Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of VRL Logistics Limited, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Michelle. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 4Q FY23 earnings conference call of VRL Logistics. We have with us today Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of the company. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nalavadi to give opening remarks and discuss on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Alok. Good morning to all participants. I am Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of VRL Logistics Limited. I welcome all of you once again for the earnings conference call of the company for the quarter four and year ended March 2023. As we informed earlier, the company is going to focus only on the high growth-oriented goods transport business, and accordingly, the sale of business and wind power business, as approved by the shareholders, the transactions have been completed in the current quarter. The company has made a profit of 187 crore out of these transactions and shown as exceptional items in the profit and loss account. The company has realized an amount of 223 crore net of taxes on these transactions. The company has used these proceeds predominantly for capital expenditure related to goods transport business and as well as for repayment of debt. On the sale and transfer of these businesses, the company now is only engaged in the goods transport business, which in the context of Indian Accounting Standard 108 operating segment, constitutes a single reportable business segment as on 31/3/2023. Accordingly, the transport of passenger by air segment, which was previously considered as reportable segment, is no longer considered as reportable segment. However, to give more clarity on the numbers, the unallocable revenue and expenditure details, along with the EBITDA of goods transport segment in comparison with earlier reported numbers, have been shown separately in our earnings presentation, page number 11, which depicts the changes in revenue and expenditure on account of no reportable segment in the current year. With this background, going forward, we'll have only one business in the company, which is the high growth-oriented goods transport business. The performance of the goods transport business is better than what we expected during the financial year, including in the current quarter. During the year, the revenue overall, we reached around 2,663 crore. However, if we would have continued with the bus operations and windmill project, we would have crossed around, our revenue would be around 3,000 crore plus. So we have grown around 22% in the goods transport segment. The increase in revenue is mainly on account of increase in tonnage. The tonnage has been reached to 3,912,000 tons in the current year, which is grown by around 21%. We wish to state that our average daily tonnage delivery has been reached to 11,400 tons in Q4 FY23. The increase in tonnage is mainly on account of increase in branch network of the company. We added around 184 branches in the current year, and the contribution from these branches is around 5% to the total booking tonnage. Our strategy of expansion of branch network is going to be continued and planning to add around 20-25 branches every quarter, especially in untapped market. Apart from this expansion in branch network, the steps taken by the GST authority to increase in compliances, especially with respect to applicability of e-invoice for the movement of the goods, is further supporting the shift of customers from unorganized to organized players. Recently, the GST department issued a notification stating that all business entities having turnover of rupees 5 crore and above, compulsorily they have to generate the e-invoices with effect from August 1, 2023. Initially, when they started this mechanism, the limit of turnover was around 500 crore per entity. On account of these developments, and we are hoping that going forward, the GST department is going to compulsorily make it for every GSTN registered holder to generate e-invoices. The customer base is also increased from 7 lakh to 8 lakh customers in the current year. On account of these developments, we have seen, you know, drastic growth in transportation of some of the commodities in the last few years, which were highly dependent on unorganized small fleet operators earlier. For example, the coconut product, the betel nut product and other spices from the south, leather and footwear product from UP and surrounding area, the textile materials from west and hardware material from Punjab and surrounding areas, the growth of these products are highly contributing in our tonnage growth. During the year, the realization increased by around 1%. To achieve better growth in tonnage and market capitalization, during the year we have not increased the freight rate except from mid-December 22, during which the rates have been increased for the non-contractual customer businesses. However, considering the further expansion in branch network in Q4 and offering better rates to match the return loads in various routes, we offer discount on selective basis. Yeah, and account of this increase in rates in December 22 was compensated with discount in quarter 4. In spite of this, the EBITDA margin in quarter 4 reached to 17% as against EBITDA in quarter 3, which was around 15.7%. The EBITDA margin for FY23 is declined from 17.9% to 15.6%. The margin is impacted on account of increase in fuel cost. As we informed earlier, due to withdrawal of subsidy on bulk purchase of diesel, we are unable to continue our practice to purchase fuel from the refineries and save the cost in diesel approximately 2 rupees per liter. The same was stopped between February 22 to December 22. We wish to state that currently on account of reduction in crude oil prices, the bulk purchase diesel prices are in line with retail prices, and again we started to buy the bulk purchase diesel from bulk purchase from mid-December 22. In quarter 4 of the 23, around 28% of diesel quantity has been purchased through refineries. Further, the average procurement cost of the diesel is also increased from 87 rupees to 90 rupees in FY23. With this, fuel cost as a percentage to revenue increased from 29% to 30% and impacted on EBITDA margin by almost 1%. The lorry hire charges also increased as a percentage to the revenue from 7% to 9% due to increase in kilometers by the hired vehicles. Increase in lorry hire charges as per charges per kilometer and increase in charges for last mile collections and deliveries. Overall, own vehicle capacity increased by around 16% in the current year, while our tonnage increased by 21%. To meet this gap, we are dependent on the hired vehicles. The increase in toll charges sharply impacted on the EBITDA during the year. The toll charges as a percentage to the revenue increased from 6% to 7.28%. And impacted EBITDA by almost 1.12%. The increase in toll charges is on account of increase in toll plazas across the country. These numbers were around 850 at the beginning of the year, now increased to almost around 1,200 numbers. Further, the toll rates also increased by almost 5%. The loading and unloading charges also increased on account of increase in loading and unloading charges per ton. On the other side, certain expenses have decreased and supported to increase in EBITDA margin during the year. The vehicle repairs and maintenance cost is decreased almost by 1% on account of low maintenance cost on the new vehicles and also the kilometers covered by the new vehicles increased on year-on-year basis. The tire cost also reduced as a percentage to the revenue by 0.46% due to increase in kilometers covered by the new vehicles which have been supplied with the fitted tires. The employee cost, which is major fixed cost in our operation, is decreased by 0.33% from 15.91% to 15.58%. This is evident that the increase in tonnage always supports to have a better control on the fixed cost and the same manpower can handle additional volumes of business. With this background, the EBITDA margin is reduced by 1.68%. This is only on account of decrease in the EBITDA margin. Similarly, the year-on-year performance of Q4 quite satisfactory on account of increase in revenue. It is increased by almost 17% from 600 crore to 703 crores. The increase in revenue is on account of increase in tonnage by 16%, which is The increase in tonnage again is on account of better performance of newly opened branches during the year and even after pandemic, and which leads to addition of new customers as well. The realization per ton also increased by 1% in the current quarter. The year-on-year decrease mainly on account of fuel cost, and the fuel cost is impacted almost 2.4% on the EBITDA margin. The fuel cost increased due to increase in diesel procurement cost by 3.21 rupees. So as a percentage to the revenue, it is increased from 85%. The per liter cost is increased from 85 rupees to 89 rupees. Charges, toll charges, rent and hamali expenses have been increased, whereas tire cost, vehicle repairs and maintenance cost, employee cost have been reduced. When we see the quarter-on-quarter performance, the revenue is increased by 2.46% from 686 to 703 crores. The increase is mainly on account of increase in tonnage by 2%. Normally, we see quarter 3 as best quarter in terms of performance of revenue and EBITDA margin. But during the year, the quarter 4 is surpassed with the quarter 3 performance in terms of growth in revenue and also increase in EBITDA margin. The increase in EBITDA margin in Q4 is mainly on account of decrease in lorry hire charges by 2.15% from 10% to 7.88% on account of increase in own vehicles. The improvement in the performance of the company resulted into increase in cash flow from operating activities before working capital changes from 413 crores to 462 crores. The company has incurred a total capex of 412 crores during the year, out of which 384 crores is related predominantly for the goods transport segment. The net debt stands at 168 crores as at the end of the year. Considering the improvements in profitability, improvement in the cash flow, lower debt level, the board has decided to reward to the shareholders by way of buyback of shares worth rupees 61 crores at rupees 700 per share, which was much higher than the prevailing share price in the market. Further, the board has recommended a final dividend of rupees 5 per share, which is subject to approval of the shareholders in ensuing AGM. Going forward, we are very much confident in our growth momentum, expecting to grow tonnage in the range of around 15 to 20%. Our branch expansion plan is going to be continued, and we are planning to add around 20-25 branches every quarter. The further increase in compliance steps by the GST authorities will further shift the business from unorganized players to organized players, which is major portion in our industry. Being an organized player, this will support us in a big way. We are confident to increase our customer base from further on the existing level. To meet the growth in tonnage and considering the scrappage policy announced, we placed an order to buy 1,667 customized trucks, which are expected to buy in financial year 24. The addition of own vehicles supported to increase in operating margins by reducing the dependency on hired vehicles, which was resulted in quarter 4 of the current year. Since the bulk purchase of fuel is also started, the crude oil prices at lower level, we are confident to maintain our EBITDA margins in the range of around 16 to 17% going forward. In view of government regularizing the scrappage of vehicles, we wish to establish our own registered vehicle scrappage facility. We are in the process of applying for registered vehicle scrappage facility. This facility will be at our centralized maintenance facility at Hubballi, Karnataka. The total project cost will be in the range of around 3 to 5 crores. The board also granted in principle approval for the sale of transport of passengers by air segment, which is another segment associated with goods transport business as on today. We are in the process to get the requisite regulatory approvals, etc. to complete the transactions in coming days. With this, I will conclude my initial remarks. Now I request participants to open for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for giving me the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is on realization. Now, realization we saw in Q4 was essentially flattish compared to last quarter, and you indicated reasons for that. Now, going ahead in FY24, are you planning to take any further increase in realization, because it was limited to the retail guys earlier? And secondly, what kind of realization increase can we expect given that, you know, new branches are going to be opened as well?
Yeah. So basically, on the increase in the prices, now the costs are under control. Basically, the major cost is the fuel price. So we are not seeing any increase in the fuel rate. That's point number one. And point number two, since we are on an expansion mode, especially to open up a new branches, new customers, considering these points in view, we are not planning to any increase in the rates. And however, we will see that we analyze our margins regularly on a monthly basis. If at all any costs are impacting on the margin side, on the EBITDA margin side, then we will take an appropriate call. Otherwise, blindly, we will not increase the rate.
So, sir, you didn't face any problem of customer acceptance in the fourth quarter as far as the realization price increase is concerned?
Absolutely no. That's the reason what we did. Wherever there are competitions, we maintain the rate. But wherever we opened a new branches and wherever we were facing problem of a return load, in those routes especially, we have reduced the rate.
So the second question is on trucks. So we are procuring, you know, a good quantity of trucks in this particular year, FY24, 1667. Just wanted to understand at what level of capacity, you know, or do the trucks start contributing, the break-even point essentially. And I'm sure this procurement will be in phases. So at, I mean, from this new truck specifically, what kind of profitability can we expect, and when do we expect them to become profitable?
Yeah, these trucks will earn a profit from day one itself, because whenever we put our own vehicles, initially it will be replaced with a hired vehicle. And apart from that, we buy the vehicle based on the requirement. See, we will not buy a vehicle and hold it for the load. So depending on the requirements of the trucks in the system, accordingly we put place an order or supplying schedule will be given to the OEMs. So in that way, these vehicles are going to be purchased. And even last year, we bought almost around 1,300 plus vehicles. So basically, these vehicles have purchased gradually over a period of time, over 1 year time. Even these new vehicles are also going to be purchased in the same way. We will buy the vehicles as and when required based on the growth in tonnage. On a net basis, just to inform, based on the scrappage of the vehicles and increase in the capacity, these new vehicles are going to be add around 20-25% in our tonnage capacity. And we are expecting, you know, at least around 15-20% growth in the tonnage. The additional capacity, if at all we buy, it will be replaced with the outside vehicles.
Okay, great, sir. Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar NG from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
So good morning and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the invoicing. What you clearly stated is that, of course, this has been made mandatory for companies wherein revenue is higher than 5 crores. I understand that earlier, you know, based on the expectation as well, we had an outlook of about 18-20% growth over the next 3 years. But with more pool of potential customers coming in, is there a possibility of a higher tonnage growth going ahead? And what is is there any challenge why you're not guiding for a higher tonnage growth over the next 3 year period?
No, given, our growth in tonnage was in the range of single digit. So it was in the range of around 6-8% or maximum around 10%. But last year our growth is around 21% in the tonnage. And similarly, see, the steps we are, always concentrate on the profitability also. See, our growth plan is related to, again, maintenance of the EBITDA margin as well. Considering these factors, wherever there are, you know, profitable business which will earn at least EBITDA margin in the range of 15-16% or up to 17%, then only we will do such businesses. That's the reason, considering all these points, we are very conservative in our growth. And definitely, in my view, 15 to 20% is very good number as compared to earlier.
Right. Okay. And so what we have clearly seen is that, you know, your capacity addition has been lower than the tonnage growth, at least in FY23. So while you've given the number, I think it's 1,667 trucks, and I'm assuming that another 400 trucks from the previous order is also going to be added in the current financial year. Can you tell it from a tonnage standpoint, what would be the growth number vis-a-vis the tonnage expectation?
See, growth will be around, after addition of these vehicles, considering the scrappage of the vehicle, it will be around 25%.
Okay. Net basis in FY24, it's 25%. Okay.
Yes.
And last question from my side. So, you know, sir, of course, you highlighted in the presentation that there's a higher contribution from new branches as well. Can you break it a little bit further, sir? Is it from a specific geography, as in, for example, is it north or is it east region wherein you're seeing a comparatively higher growth coming in? And the next set of branch expansion, I mean, are you planning to do in any specific, or are you targeting any specific geography? Because there is a plan of about 30 to 50 branches per quarter over the next 2-3 years, I think. So just wanted to take your sense on that.
No, just I want to refer the Indian map, actually, which has given in the presentation. If you see the state-wise number of branches, see, south states are having a higher number. And if you see the north states, actually, the numbers are less. See, if you take Karnataka as example, we are having around 222 branches. Geographically, UP is, you know, bigger state than the Karnataka, where we are having the 54 branches. And similarly, if you take Rajasthan, we are having 24 branches. And Gujarat is highly potential for commercial activities, we are having 88 branches. So in these locations, definitely we can replicate. We can, you know, still there is a lot of scope to increase the number of branches. So basically, we are, you know, planning to open more number of branches in these areas. And apart from that, even in my, you know, introductory comments, I mentioned that, see, some of the commodities which were totally in the hands of the unorganized operators, especially the spice products, even the agarbatti, all these products, the coconut, betel nut, which were predominantly in the hands of unorganized operators. Now, because of the improvement in the GST compliances, all these customers are shifting to organized players. There, actually, we are seeing a lot of growth. And similarly, Surat, we used to, you know, do a lot of business Surat to South market. Now what we are doing, Surat to East we are doing, Surat to North we are doing, because our network is established in those areas. So considering these points, our main focus will be on the eastern and northeastern side, even to some extent on the west side also. And in the south, there also we will open up branches.
So for the year gone by, can you highlight as to, you know, geography-wise, what would have been the contribution, for example, north, east, west and south?
Yeah, again, geographically, see, the east is contributing, say, around 20%. And the north and east are contributing almost around 25 to 30% to the business. And the south is contributing around 30-35%. And the mid, the MP, Chhattisgarh, and these are contributing another 5-6% to the tonnage.
Understood.
This is again based on the origination. See, we cannot define this business is related to south, west or north, because if the consignment is booked in south, it will be delivered in north or it may be delivered in west. So it depends on all the geography. And to give more clarity on that, say for example, if you open any branch in the Orissa, that branch will be connected rest of all 1,200 branches in our network. It may be booking or delivery. Irrespective of the reason why, actually that branch starts operating.
Understood, sir. Understood. I have more questions. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Poladia from Giri Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, we are adding about 10% of trucks this year, I think from 5,600 to approximate 6,100 for 700 crore. And that's like about 40% increase in your balance sheet. So your return ratios will be bit under pressure for this year. Is my understanding correct?
Absolutely no. See, the reason is initially, yes, these are all going to be added over a period of time. See, we have to see the average capital employed. So always, if you see the average capital employed, still even in the current year, we are maintaining around 20% plus returns.
Yeah, but next year your capital employed will increase by 40% with this 700 crore capex. And I believe this 700 crore capex will happen in 2024 only.
Yeah, that 700 is based on the list price what the OEMs have been displayed. But in actual cost, if you compare, you know, in the current year, for example, for 1,300 vehicles, we invested almost around 400 crores. So in that calculation, if you see, the total investment will be in the range of around 470-480 crores.
Okay. So your capex would be like, say, 400 crores. So that's about 20% increase in your balance sheet, and your capacity also will increase to that extent.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Gandhi from Glory Tail Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Just one question, sir. What control do we have over the behavior of the person at our branches? You know, because there is a good competition at the ground level. So to, you know, get up to our full potential and to get good new clients, how do we control those things?
So basically, see, we are having an exclusive marketing team in, say, 8 metro cities. We call 8 cities as metro cities, top cities. Their exclusively marketing team will deal with the customers. And rest of the places, we are having the general manager, the deputy general manager, area managers. They will approach and do a marketing. And in smaller cities or smaller towns, the branch manager looks administrative along with the marketing. So the area manager level, these are all highly educated, good educated people, and definitely they are dealing, the behavior of these people are good with the customers. And that's the reason, if you see, it is evident from the records that the customer base also increased from 7 lakh to 8 lakh customers.
All right. I mean, we are confident over there, right? I mean, there is no question of, you know, going any business to other competitor due to just behavior of the person at branches. Because I've observed somewhere, you know, at some branches that the person sitting over there is not, you know, guiding us properly or is not giving good service. That's why I'm asking.
No, there are no such incidents. And moreover, we conduct, you know, continuously meeting of these people, the senior management meeting, and every 2 months we conduct a senior management meeting, and the communication from the top level will go very clearly to these people. And apart from that, the local area heads, they educate the people. And moreover, we are having a long experienced management team, including the branch people. So they are, you know, experienced with the company. They have grown up with the company. So there are no such, incidents.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Wanted to understand what could be our sustainable GT segment margins going forward?
Yeah, sustainable EBITDA margin will be in the range of close to around 17%, madam.
For GT segment? The company itself. Okay, okay. And for the capex that we are planning, so the net capex for FY24 is 1667, right?
Those are number of vehicles, but the capex will be in the range of around 470 to 480 crores.
470 to 480. So, and how much would be for these?
Per vehicle, you are saying?
Yeah.
No, per vehicle, it depends on the category of the vehicle.
I meant for the vehicles. I mean, this entire thing is for these vehicles only?
Yeah. Vehicles only.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar NG from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the follow-up. Checking up on the realization aspect. While there were discounts given in the fourth quarter, can we expect that the realizations will increase by about 2 to 3% starting in from 1Q, given that there was almost a 5% hike on close to about 30% of your revenues? So can we expect that change coming in from first quarter, or do you see some softness right now?
No, that has been already delivered to the customers. See, again, it will not be taken back. So the same kind of similar kind of a realization will continue even in next year, quarter one, quarter two. And again, it is subject to the increase in cost and other factors. Say, for example, as I said, we review our financials every month, we review our expenses. Depending on that, we will take a call.
And with respect to the behavioral change on the unorganized side, I mean, while we have seen time and again that unorganized have, eventually have come out when they are put in the corner. So are you seeing any change in the way they are operating or something wherein which they continue to remain relevant? Because, I mean, clearly someone is taking away their revenue shares, they will fight back. So what is the typical reaction you are seeing and how does VRL plan to counter that? That's something which I wanted to understand from your end.
So majority of the small fleet operators, what they do, it is a owner-cum operators. In today's world, what is happening, a lot of practices have been changed. See, for example, even in terms of the availability of the vehicle, the BS6 vehicles, it needs, proper maintenance and everything. And the kind of new age vehicles are coming, be it an electric vehicle or CNG vehicles. In that front also, they need, good experienced team in the operations. And apart from that, compliance is what the GST is imposing regularly. They have to meet the requirement of the compliance, otherwise they will end up with paying huge penalties. So all these factors, actually, they have to change all their practices till they're, year together. It will be a very tough time for them. That's the reason we are confident and we have seen, a lot of products we were unable to get those products, but now we are getting. So that's why the competition from the unorganized people, it will not be so forceful as was earlier going forward.
Alright, and you don't see them, massively discounting prices on specific trade lanes, because time and again that's a function which has impacted our margins in the past. So they're just getting checked. The confidence level, at least the management end, is quite high with respect to ensuring that the margins remain at these levels. Is my understanding correct?
No. In the compliance transaction, they cannot compete with us because the scale of operations, what we are having, the cost of operations, where it is very much, much lesser than as compared to them. Be it a fuel, be it a purchase of the spare parts, or even tie up with a lot of these suppliers. See, these kind of arrangements they cannot do. And that's the reason all these days, actually, they used to earn premium margins in non-compliant transactions and to compete in the compliant transactions. Since the non-compliant transactions are hitting very badly, they cannot compete in the compliant transactions with organized players. And moreover, just one more thing I would like to bring. Even the CNG vehicles and all, even though it is not cost effective, but still we have to add a vehicle because in some of the locations it is compulsory, say in Delhi and surrounding areas. So these kind of restrictions for the unorganized players, further it will burden on them.
And last question from my side.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue because there are several participants who are waiting.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you
and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, how was the revenue mix for B2B and B2C business in FY23?
Yeah, again, predominantly it is B2B segment. Almost around 90%, 90-91% is coming from the B2B segment. and around 8 to 9% from the B2C.
Okay, sir. And you have a late presence in the e-commerce segment and the tanker segment. So do you have any plan to expand business in these areas?
No. See, we are completely focusing on the B2B segment, which is highly growing market in India and profitable business. So we want to concentrate on the B2B market and no e-commerce or B2C business.
So what is your contribution in the e-commerce segment? Are you present there or you don't have any presence there?
No, presence wherever the suppliers which are moving goods to e-commerce operators, some people are looking through us. But we are not delivering to the customers, directly to the customers, means the retail customers. That service we are not doing.
Okay, sir. And how is your revenue mix from the different segments like the automotive and textile and other segments? Can you give a breakup?
Yeah, it is spread across different products, but major contribution is coming from cloth and textile, which is almost around 18 to 20%, and rest of the products are in the range of around 6 to 10% range. And next is agriculture commodity, which is contributing almost around 10% to the tonnage, whereas the remaining product or remaining sectors were contributing in the range of around 6 to 7%.
Okay. And sir, my last question is related to your current capacity utilization of your fleet, sir.
The capacity utilization, as I said, we add a vehicle or buy the vehicle only when required. And moreover, the moment we buy, it will be replaced with an outside vehicle and always it will be used with a complete capacity. And moreover, hub-to-hub operation, we maintain 100% utilization. So that hub to spoke, normally we will not see the utilization of the vehicles because it is a compulsory service from hub to spoke. Their utilization levels are in the range of around 60-65%.
Okay. And your CapEx plan for FY24, sir?
Yeah, FY24, as I said, we are going to add around 1,667 vehicles. This will result into around 470 to 480 crores CapEx.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Viz from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My question is on the industry growth in, say, April and May. So, any initial signs you have seen, if you can talk about this one?
Yeah, normally, see, after the end of the year, April will slow down in every year. And currently, see, again, it is recovering, and April, May, yes, normally, because of some of the New Year plans and all, always it will be slow, and a lot of these holidays will be there, and that's the reason, every year it is the same scenario, and again, from Q2 onwards, again, it will be picked up.
So that point I understand because March is normally the best month. But apart from that, any other slowdown or improvement you have not seen compared to normal April?
The normal operating metrics are there. There are no drastic improvement or drastic reduction in the growth.
Sure, sir. And my second question is, so sir, is eBay bill a good way to understand the growth of the industry? And compared to the industry, what kind of industry growth are you seeing for the whole industry? You've talked about our growth, but for the industry, if you can talk about, and is eBay bills a good way to understand that, the growth in eBay bills?
Yeah, growth in eBay bill, one is on the growth aspect of the industry. And second thing, there are many customers who are shifting from non-compliant to compliant. So that on account of that, also the eBay bill growth is happening. So definitely, see, it will indicate the growth in the industry as well as the shift from unorganized to organized players.
Sure. And what, sorry, the question was also, what kind of growth are you seeing for the industry for FY24?
See, from industry side, even in the current year, if you see, normal growth is around 8 to 10%. And this year, again, it may slow down because last year what happened after the COVID, the growth was much, much higher. And compared to last year to this year, the industry growth may expect around 6 to 7%. Again, it is a GDP growth what we are talking here.
And in spite of that, you are still guiding for a as strong growth like we did last year.
Yeah, see, for us, what will happen, one is growth from the existing industry. That is point number one. Point number two, the expansion to the newer geography of new branches. That will come additional growth. Even in the current year, if you see the growth, it is almost around 5 to 6% additional tonnage is on account of the new branches. That is going to continue in the next year and further shift from the unorganized to organized. So all put together, we are expecting our growth range, growth in tonnage in the range of around 15-20%.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Abhijit Mitra from Ioneos Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Congrats on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Just to understand the volume guidance a bit more, so for this year we can see 15% coming from the existing branches and 6% coming from the new branches.
Yeah.
You just repeated that 6% from the new branches is possible in 24 also, but whether 15% from the existing branches is possible without, you know, or with the existing resource base, or, you know, I mean, what are the constraints to sort of repeating that 15% from the existing branches is what?
The total growth, what I indicated in the range of around 15-20%. See, assume that if new branches, again, these branches, 186 branches will be opened in the current year. So similar kind of numbers will not be there. See, we are planning around 20-25 branches, so it will all put together around 80 to 100 branches. So contribution from additional new branches will be lesser. Because the base for the current year for this 184 branch is already fixed. Growing over and above, again, it will be in the range of, you know, these branches, so growth from this level will be in the range of around 10-12%. So considering this parameter and the new branches, what we are planning in the next year, it will be in the range of around 15-20%.
Okay, so essentially this year 2 lakh tons have come from the new branches, so it'll probably, you know, assume 10% additional from that.
Yeah.
And you know, 80 to 100 new branches, which will, you know, contribute additional 5%, and the rest from the existing set of branches. And that's the broad.
Yes.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimesh Shah from MK Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I just want some data points. So in Q4, what was our...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shah. Your voice is not clear. I would request you to use your handset, please.
Yeah, is this better now?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah, so I wanted some data points. So in Q4, what would have been our bulk procurement for diesel?
Around 28% of the total quantity.
Okay. And yeah. What was that in Q3?
Q3, it was not there. Hardly around 4 to 5%.
Okay. And,
because we started in December, mid of December.
Right.
Yeah, that contributed hardly around 4% or so. But in Q4, it is 28%. And going forward, again, the contribution will be around 28 to 30%.
Okay. And generally, what is the differential between bulk procurement and retail procurement?
Yeah, around 2 rupees the difference. The bulk purchased fuel is cheaper by around 2 rupees.
Understood. Okay. So this quarter, if I have to just compare Q3 versus Q4, the fuel cost went up by 1.24%. So
yeah.
and our bulk procurement from 0%, it went up by about 28%. So I know you written in the presentation that this was largely due to increase in consumption. So if you could just highlight what would have been the net benefit of procurement of bulk fuel.
See, every day we are consuming around 2.5 lakh to around 2,70,000 liters. Out of that, around 80 to 90,000 liters are from the refineries. For that, around 2 rupees we are saving. means roughly around 1.5 lakh to around 2 lakh rupees we are saving per day. That's one. And here the reason why fuel cost is increased, the lorry hire charges have been decreased by around 2%. Means the dependency on hired vehicles have been substantially reduced in Q4. That has been, those kilometers have been covered by the own vehicles. That's the reason the fuel cost went up. With merge these two, still we are, saving at around 1% on EBITDA margin.
Correct. Understood. Yeah, that's
it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Aynor from ITI Limited. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. My question, most of the questions are answered, but one question I had on the fuel mix, and what are the dynamics and where do you see it, the way it could pan out maybe in the near or medium term future, because we have also been ordering CNG vehicles and of course EV, I don't know if for last mile connectivity if you are still looking at it. So just wanted your thoughts on this particular area.
So basically CNG we added hardly 50 vehicles in the current year, that too only for the Delhi and surrounding area for local operations. Otherwise, in rest of the routes, we are operating the diesel vehicles. And in some of the locations, we added the electric vehicles, which are hardly around 60 to 70 in numbers. Again, the small capacity vehicle. So there is, lot of maturity yet to come on the e-vehicle side. There are no specific guidance as of today, even from the OEMs. That's the reason we are waiting for those guidance. And definitely, if that market is matured, we are the first people to grab that opportunity, and subject to it is beneficial to the company. And till that time, definitely to meet our growth plan, we are going to depend on the diesel vehicles only.
And for any other class, let's say, even the OEMs keep talking of LNG vehicles and etc.
Yeah, it may be any class. See, being a large scale operators, we are open to all these opportunities. If these are beneficial to the company, then we are the first people to use that new technology.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of MB Mahesh from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
So just one question. On the final close of fresh capex that you're doing for taking out on the truck side, how have been the interest rate changes from the lender side?
Interest rates you have paid?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually the rates have been increased recently. But however, last year most of the loan we get at around 7.9 to 8%. Now the rates are increased to around 8.4 to 8.5. But still we are telling it around, trying for around 8% debt.
Okay. So second question is that when you say that at each and every passing cycle, when GST compliances have increased, how much of delta are you actually seeing on the ground? Like in this latest move of 5 crores, how much of the incremental benefit do you see for companies such as yours? Thanks, that would be
it. See, that's the reason I mentioned some of the commodities which we were unable to get earlier, say like a betel nut market or even the coconut product, the leather product. See, these are indicators from our side. But in the market side, again, the different people are getting different kind of a benefit. But overall, it is converting the market from the non-compliant to compliant market. We cannot bifurcate exactly. This is what the percentage is.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, so my first question is related to the scrappage of vehicles. So any kind of smaller inflows are we expecting for the same, like for this around 1200 vehicles, how the mechanism is there?
No, please, will you repeat your question, please?
So just wanted to understand, as we are having around 500 crore of capex plan, are we envisaging any kind of inflows from the scrappage of vehicles, like any kind of scrap sales or something, any smaller number or something?
Yes, scrap sale again, it is going to increase. Whichever vehicles are we are scrapping definitely, but we are not going to get benefit under the government. As of today, what we are doing, we are scrapping ourselves. And moreover, what we are planning is we are planning to establish our own registered scrappage facility under the license from the government. So that is going to help us because the moment we scrap our own vehicles, we can use, you know, around 50-60% of the existing spares available in those vehicles will be used for the rest of the vehicles, be it an engine, be it a hub, so many things. So that's the reason we want to have our own facility and you get a good kind of a benefit out of it. And whatever skeleton remains, only that we will sell.
Got it. Sir, and sir, on the other part, that is at around 170 crore and I guess buyback cash flow would be post this only, like 60 crore of that. So around 100 crore of, so how we are seeing that debt levels to be pan out with this 500 crore of capex that we are going to do in FY24? How much would be from the internal accruals and what kind of additional debt we are going to have?
Yeah, considering the profitability plus depreciation, we are having a cash flow in the range of around 450 to 460 crores. So definitely, this is a pre-tax, and post-tax this amount will be in the range of around 380 to 400 crores. So most of these cash flows will be used for the capex purpose, and apart from that, whatever amount required, we will borrow. And initially, what will happen when at the time of purchase we go for a debt? And then when surplus money will be there, that will be used for repayment of the debt.
Got it. That's it for my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
So just a bookkeeping question. Can you give the annual numbers for all segments for FY23?
Annual numbers?
Segment-wise annual numbers. FY23 from bus operations and wind energy segment, if possible.
You want top line or profitability?
Top line.
Yeah, from bus, the goods segment, it is around 2,600 crores.
Okay.
It's almost 2,660 crores. And wind power, normally the revenue will be around 20-24 crores.
Okay.
And from bus business, it will be around 320 to 330 crores.
Okay. And also, one more thing, the net debt increased QOQ from 46 crores to 168 crores.
Yeah.
So any color on that? So why? Because we were planning for 100 crores of net debt in the last phone call. So why is such?
Yeah, we did a buyback again. The 61 crores has been deployed for a buyback. The internal sources have been used. Because of that, again, the debt level is increased. And see, in the current board meeting also, the five rupees per share, the dividend is again subject to approval from the shareholders in the annual general meeting. So these are some of the outflows which the internal accruals have been deployed for these purposes.
Okay. Yeah, that's all for myself. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Viz from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
My next question is basically if you can break our revenues in terms of key clients and MSME customers.
Yeah, see, the clear breakup we cannot do because one way the corporates book the delivery will be MSME and MSME will book the corporates will take a delivery. But however, we are having a different kind of mode booking in our company. Basically, we call it as pay to pay and account customers. For account customers, we are having a quotations or agreement with the customer that constitutes almost around 18 to 20% of our revenue. And the to-pay, the person who is receiving the goods, he pays a freight before taking the delivery of the goods, which is almost around 60% of our revenue. And 10 to 12% of the revenue is paid booking, means customer pays a freight amount and book the consignment. And remaining is mix of all this. Some FTL and all, some consignor will pay part amount, consignor will pay part amount. The remaining is mix of all this, paid to pay and account.
I'm Mr. Wiz, that does that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just one question I had. This branch addition, we did nearly 180 branches, which is much higher than what number we had guided for. So now we are against 180 when our outlook is again significantly positive. Why we are going slow now on additions? Any particular reason, or is just that we are
slow? No, it's not. See, even earlier we guided around 100-120 branches in a year, but actually we did 184. See, depending on the local survey, if opportunities are there, definitely we will grab into it. And currently our plan is like this. See, open up around 20-25 branches every quarter. If there are more opportunities, then definitely. See, as I said again, we are very cautious even in a branch expansion because it should not burden on the margin. With that background, actually we grow. Ours is a healthy growth. See, always we concentrate on margin plus growth.
This is kind of an initial estimate. It could be slightly higher than this.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Nalavadi for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all participants for your patience hearing. And definitely, as I said, we are focusing only on goods transport segment. The entire management of the company is concentrating on this business. And definitely, we are seeing good development and good environment, both from the growth in the industry as well as from the government initiatives about the control or curb on the non-accountable transactions or non-compliant transactions. So definitely, these kind of initiatives are going to help us. And considering these scenarios or this kind of environment, we are planning for more expansion into this business. And that's the reason we've grown almost around 21-22% in the last year. And that is having a good base for us. On that, definitely our growth will be continued with the maintenance of good operating margins going forward. With this, I would like to conclude this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thanks.